This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Hey, I'm excited we have Jacob Faniff with us today. He's a founder of Inside Out Studios. Jacob, thanks for being with us.
Man, I've been a fan of the show for a long time. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, you helped us set up the studio too, so thank you for that. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, no problem, man.
Hey, you tell us about your business, and I think you just celebrated 10 years, right?
Yeah, with Inside Out Studio. It's in Northwest Arkansas here, and we do music lessons and artist development, recording and production, and we started out real small, you know, just me teaching lessons, and 10 years later, you know, a couple kids later, and we're still going, and we got, you know, 200 students and 13 teachers, and going well, despite the circumstances.
Yeah, over 200 students. I want to talk about COVID. Over 200 students, 13 teachers. I know early on, I remember when you started the company, you know, there's always people that encourage you, and then there's other people that go, yeah, that's not going to work, right? We all have our critics and our fans. We probably should listen to them a little bit, but did you know it would grow to over 200 students this big? I mean, you keep winning best of each year, like best of studio for teaching and all these other awards. What was your mindset when you started it, and how has it surprised you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when I started out, I'm a timid guy anyway. I'm a shy person, kind of an introvert naturally. And so I thought, oh boy, I'm going to make a brick and mortar place teaching music. I was 25 at the time. So really, looking back, it's just a kid, just young enough to be dumb and old enough to someone take you seriously and let you rent out a place, if you will. And man, I thought about competing with these stores that I grew up going to and knowing these, you know, teachers that were older than me, you know, being a teenager at all the guitar shops around here. And it was fearful, but I mean, I just did it. And you know, time, and when you stick with something long enough, you know, things are bound to happen.
It is a persistence like that too, because if you think about it, but there's more than just that, because if you think about it, think of all the teachers. We grew up in the same area. I've had music teachers. I've been in music most of my life. And there's the teachers, they're not setting up their own schools. They're working for somebody else, or they're doing other jobs and they teach out of passion. It's hard to make a living as a music teacher, especially in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah.
What else do you attribute to maybe being yes, you were smart enough and dumb enough to start it. I get that. That's me and most things I do. But what would you attribute maybe other secrets to success?
I got into the idea of quote business when I was in my early 20s. I have a psychology degree which clearly isn't very business oriented. And so just the idea of owning my own business, you know, Robert Kiyosaki and, you know, his second book, Cash Flow Quadrant, I really got into, which is, you know, employee, self-employed, business owner or investor, and you want to get on a certain side of the quadrant. And all those ideas were just like, I didn't learn about those growing up, you know. And what was that, Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, old classic. I definitely give a lot of credit to those early books, just kind of changing my mindset. Like, you know, I can, if I have a skill set and I stick to it and I deliver, you know, I can do my own thing. And I just, like I said, I was young enough and dumb enough to give it a shot, and I just stuck with it.